Yes, Tonto. Stay tuned for Brother Johnson, God Watchman.
Just having a little fun, folks. The joy of the Lord is our strength, don't you know? Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, yes, fear the Lord. Be not wise in your own eyes, and depart from all evil. Be not wise in your own eyes, and depart from all evil.
My, oh my, how true that is. Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This program is listener-supported by the generous love gifts of its listening audience. As I have no organization, and I am retired, if God speaks to your heart to send support, please respond, and thank you. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. Revelation chapter 3, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Watchman comment, wow, that sure is a powerful verse with a mega promise. Yep, that's right, a big one. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. I believe Yahweh has given me that power, for this last day's end times ministry has enabled me with power over the nations that will increase as the last day comes closer. The word overcometh here means to carry off the victory, to come off victorious, as Christ was victorious over his foes. My friends, this also includes and applies to Christians, that's you and me, that hold fast their faith, even unto death, against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. Amen. Listen through to the end of the program, those that are having problems, or you think you're having problems, because problems for a good Christian are not problems at all. The word keep here means, first of all, to attend to carefully or to take care of, and also to guard, to reserve, to resolve as you undergo something such as a spiritual attack that I just mentioned. So don't forget to listen to the last Bible study tonight at the end of the program if you're having these kind of problems. To keepeth means to take care of business, not yours but God's. His work translates his business unto the end, defined as the limit at which a thing ceases to be. The word power here has as its meaning the ability or strength with which one is endued, which he either possesses or exercises. It is the power of choice, meaning the liberty of doing as one pleases. So, my friends, you have a choice. Take care of your business or take care of God's business, Yahweh's business. Meaning whatever Yahweh has called you to do, as for me, I will take care of what Yahweh has called me to do. The choice of what you do is yours and yours alone. I will stand someday before Almighty God for my choices, and so, of course, will you at the great white throne judgment. Amen and amen. Every one will be there, some to be allowed into heaven and many to be condemned into hell. Wow, that was a lot out of one short verse, don't you think? Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready.
Kimosabe, you silver bullet, give true truth that time, Kimosabe.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children I Am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
And search even very deep within your soul, said the Lord, and see if there be any wicked thing there be. And repent this day, says the Lord. Repent of your sins and consecrate yourself before the Lord. For the Lord is a holy God, and He will use only those vessels that will consecrate themselves. Be that vessel now, says the Lord. Be that vessel that I can use, says God, in these last days. And I might pour forth my river through you, says the Lord. And you might sing of the wonders of the Lord. That you might declare His mighty acts and show forth His mighty deeds. Be that vessel, says the Lord, consecrated, sanctified, and holy. Be my vessel, says the Lord. Be my vessel, says God. For I desire to do great things in these last days. Mighty things shall be done according to my name. This shall be done by my people. Be ready, says the Lord. Be instant in season and now. Do not let your life be a vessel that grows old. Do not let my spirit become rusty in your life, but let it be as a vessel that is well oiled and always ready to do.
Wow, what an anointed prophetic word that was. Thank you, Brother Ralston, for listening to the Spirit of the Lord. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy, quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, oh my, you get the true truth, the real true truth, right here from God's holy word on this program, not the doctrines of men. Revelation chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Yahweh is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Watchman comment. This was an angelic being, not Christ the Lord, so never, ever mistakenly worship an angel, for they are fellow servants like you and I, serving Yahweh just like you and I. They are not to be worshipped, and many worship angels, and they should not do it. We are commanded to worship Almighty God, for the true truth testimony of Jesus is the true spirit of prophecy. Therefore, all who prophesy without this true spirit are not true prophets. Amen. One day we, all the true servants of the faithful and true, will see and rejoice as Jesus comes with his army of heavenly saints, and we, his true servants, will meet him in the air. Amen. Now that's a wow if I ever heard one. It will not be a sneak attack, my friends, in stealth, as many preach. It will be very loud and boisterous, a wake-up call to the sinners of this evil world. But by then, it will be too late for them. My listening friends, will it be too late for Y-O-U? Now, does this sound like no one will know to you? Listen carefully. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah, amen. They sure comfort me. How about you? Yahweh, my friends, will descend with a shout, a voice, a trumpet sound. Hallelujah. You take the false teaching, as for me, I will take the true scriptures. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Well, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 says, does it not? And in righteousness he does judge and make war. It's just that some of you listening heard in your carnal minds worldly ammunition when I said that instead of spiritual ammunition. They do that to me all the time because the devil twists my words in the ear so they do not hear what I say. Amen. True truth again. Amen. Don't you know? Hallelujah. Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. My friends, Alex from Virginia, Bobby from Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, and my friend Al from Wisconsin all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord together, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord. Meet their every need. Provide jobs and good places to live and all their needs, financial, spiritual, amen. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord. Also, bless all the listeners tonight, Lord God, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew or a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. A lot of you have called in and corrected yourself when you talked about my show, and then you say program. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't feel bad to make a show of them openly. That's what Jesus did. Hallelujah, amen. But you're right, it is a program. It's not a show, because a show is something that the world sees as possibly something not true, just something to make money on. This program is not here to make money on, though I need your offerings and your support to stay on the air, and that's also true truth. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio International Programming, Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
God help anyone who would get in the way of TBN. Paul Crouch said, and I quote, God help anyone who would try to get in the way of TBN, which was God's plan. I have attended the funerals of at least two people who tried. Boy, anyone that's ever tried to get in the way of this network, don't. Don't try it. Don't try it. I'm telling you, you're playing with fire. Close quote. Crouch then appealed for donations. Quote, anyone have a need, he asked. Plant a seed. Get to the phone. Close quote. Watchman comment, that does not scare me. TBN has millions of dollars, and he has the nerve to follow that threat with an appeal for donations? You who waste your money on TBN are just supporting very, very lavish lifestyles. If you can't even see that by looking at the program, you're blind. They pay more on hairdos and facial makeup per program than Signs has received in all the years of donations that it has gotten. So, which is more fertile ground to sow seed in? Pray about it. I do not spend your offerings for such lavishness. TBN reported revenues of $175.6 million at the end of 2010. Wow! So who needs your help more, Signs or TBN? This program has a lot of work to do, and I can't do it without your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. If you don't have a church, you can send Signs your tithes. But if you do have a church, your tithe belongs at your church. But your love gifts and offerings can come to Signs Radio. But no church, you can send your tithe also. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Obama to law enforcement. Stop linking Muslims to terrorism. In yet another bowing to Islam, USA President Barack Hussein Obama's White House plans to tinker with federal police curriculums for counterterrorism training classes. A few months after the Obama White House ordered an investigation of government counterterrorism training, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has destroyed instructional material that characterizes Muslims as prone to violence or terrorism. My. What an abomination. Abomination. Continuing. Pro-homosexual faith group attempts to silence FRC's Tony Perkins. A pro-homosexual activist group calling itself Faithful America wants Tony Perkins, a spokesman for the Family of Research Council, FRC, to shut up, and its members have launched a campaign to try to make that happen. Led by Gene Robinson, the perverted homosexual bishop who helped to tear apart the Episcopal Church, the group has launched a petition drive in an attempt to pressure news sources to stop inviting Perkins as a guest commentator. Watchman comment. That pervert, Betty Gene Robinson, and I do believe he calls himself Betty because he's the female part, don't you know? But he's also a genetic male who thinks he's a female, is being used by Satan. But in true truth, it is a last day sign. Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Continuing. Battle lines are drawn over whether Obama is waging a war on religion. USA President Barack Hussein Obama's public health clash with U.S. Catholic bishops in recent weeks over the issue of health insurance coverage for birth control services has ignited a wider debate over whether the administration's policies such as gay marriage, abortion, and employment discrimination laws are running roughshod over religious freedoms. Continuing. Military gay group growing, aiming for more rights. An association of gays in the military has more than doubled its membership since last year. What did I tell you? Continuing. Is setting up more on-base chapters and plans to hold its next national conference at a defense resort. Watchman comment. I warned you when they openly allowed homosex in the U.S. military that they would take over. Do you believe me now? Maybe this is a plan, because these perverts will attack anybody and everybody that is not a homosex, don't you know? That includes you, listeners, and especially you Christian listeners. Continuing. Socialist Party of America releases the names of 70 Democratic members of Congress who are members of their caucus. This should come as a surprise to absolutely no one. The radical Marxist progressive communists took control of the Democratic Party quite some time ago. They've only become more emboldened with the election of Barack Obama, who was raised as a communist from birth. Watchman comment, if you read my website, you know those names. I had them posted on my website. And one of them was openly homosex Congressman Barney Frank, a pervert of perverts, who is quitting this year. You don't suppose Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, and others are getting to him by revealing who he is? By the way, I mentioned the website and the names being on the website. The easiest way to find the page that the daily text reports like you hear on tonight's program are on is to go to signsradio.com. That's SIGNSRADIO.COM. Look for the wiggling, squiggling arrow. click on the News with Views link, and it will take you to my other site directly to the page that's updated daily. You're missing a lot if you're not going there. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, please also pray about including that WOW, Walk on Water love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to keep Signs on the air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. You just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. That's easy. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Sure he is. Amen. Small offerings add up together to sponsor one program like tonight's program, and you will be blessed by helping to keep Signs on the air so others can hear as well as you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, N-Y, just abbreviate that, zip 13797. That address will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending, True Truth, quick Bible study from the King James Version. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah, amen, says the watchman, continuing. Verse 10 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Attention, many of my listeners are going through trials for which the answer has not yet come. I've been praying for them, and they know that, and they've been praying. So listen carefully for the answer before it comes. And know this, my friends, you are being strengthened in your faith in a way that gives you power sinners can never, ever have. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. My friends, God uses suffering to perfect his power. God wanted Paul not just to be a humble man, not just to be a man of prayer and intimacy with God, and those things are awesomely great. Paul was also, though, to be a man of suffering. And most people don't think that's so great. But it is, so that God could display his grace. But God wanted this man, Paul, to be powerful also. God wanted this man, Paul, to be used to change the world. God wanted him to impact individuals and families and cities and nations. Yahweh has also called Brother Johnson as his ordained watchman to impact individuals and families and cities and nations. And, of course, Y-O-U. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Hang on to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. You're going to need them in these last days. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to bow your head right now. You need to make a commitment right now. Because the day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us until the end time comes. And there'll be no more time. And you will be in the lake of fire without Jesus Christ. So bow with me today and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Cleanse me from my sin this day, for I shall be with you in all your honor and all your glory and all your might when you gather that great army and oppose the Antichrist and you battle Gog and Magog. It's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. And say with me today, Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Lord. Yes, Jesus, you're Lord of that one that just received Him. Those ones that have just prayed with me, you are Lord, Lord of their life, Lord of all. Hallelujah. We ask you to contact this radio broadcast, contact Pastor Johnson, give him an email or something, and let him know that you heard this message. Praise His name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Fox. I pray that they will be blessed as they ponder what you had to say. Please tune in again, my friends, to Signs International Radio. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, not just Lord, but as Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday night for a fresh program. Many are saying 5070 at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights is coming in loud and clear. However, it is getting towards spring. And when spring comes, WWCR, not Brother Johnson, WWCR, because of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has to switch their frequency to 9350. That should be happening on or around March 26th. So please, 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 when that happens, I need to hear from you. I need to know that the program is being heard, or I will have to cancel. If there's enough that call in that tell me they can hear 9350, I will leave it on the air. Right now, I'm getting very few calls on Wednesday nights. Actually, the last 2 weeks, no calls. Zero. Zip. Nada. None. So it may be already affecting where 95070 is being heard. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Here's the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before, or if you're real fast, you can write it down now. SIGNSPO, Box 122, LISLENY, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating more quickly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending that WOW offering, won't you, this week? Will I find your letter in P.O. Box 122? I pray that I will. Thanks, my friends. Be ye awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.